Blog Talk Radio.
So much for blessing us this day. As my wife just walks in, and hello there.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, and so as we were about to start this show with you, and we just want to just be grateful in the moment and just say thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to love you and bless you and be a part of whatever it is that you're doing this season, Father. We love you so much, and we just want you to know that we're here to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. So with that being said, we're going to make sure that we do that here and now. And so, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. And we're praying for our brothers and sisters to be released from, well, back to Israel. And so we want to just make sure that we pray for the hostages to be released at sometime Friday morning, which is that's where we are now. We're really close. I think we're like four or something, but anyway, about four in the morning. But we're looking around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning for the hostages to be released. So let's keep them in our prayer, all right? And let's remember who the King of all kings is, and that's Jesus Christ. So let's keep our faith in Him and trust in Him that all is going to be well. God, we trust you, Father. We need you right here and right now. And we're just asking that you just bless your children and bring them home to their families. Wounded or not wounded, we just want them home with their families. And let's figure out a way so that Israel can get a relationship with the Palestinians and the Jews so that the Palestinians can have their own space, their own land, and Israel could work that out and be blessed because of it, Father. We need to come up with something. This is just not right. And so, we trust you, and we're going to, just bow down to you. And so thank you so much for just blessing us and giving us this opportunity to praise your holy name. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen.
your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
I tell you guys, it's a beautiful time of the year, and you know, we want to make this a special time. We want to be blessed in it. We want to love people through some difficult times, and as we do that, we are lifting ourselves up indirectly. So be a blessing, because you bless yourself by being a blessing to someone who may be going through some difficult times, okay? All right, so God bless you all, and thank you so much for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio, where we want to celebrate Christmas. We want to celebrate when Christ was born, the day he was born. How incredible is that to just think about, man, our Savior who came here to die for us. And he had to even grasp that whole concept. Can you imagine? Someone says, listen, you were born to die for all these people. And so as many people as you can get to love you and know who you are and why you're here, I want to give you the opportunity to go and do that. But it's going to be a certain point when you're going to come to an end, roughly when you're 33. Wow, 33, I was just getting going as a young man. And so when you get around 33, that's when you're going to come back, your Heavenly Father. Wow. Okay. So let me just do what I have to do. And so Jesus went out and he lived his young life as a carpenter, and you know, he figured out how to build things and that kind of stuff. And then when it was that time, his mom even told him it's time. And when it was that time, he went out and he started spending time alone with God, and you know, and praying with him and trying to figure out what is it, what am I going to do, how am I going to do this? This is a lot for me. I mean, you got to imagine, I mean, this young man, you know, just so focused on being the best human being that he could be, he had no time for anyone else, no dating or nothing, just straight business. How do you do straight business? Wow. That is just amazing. And so I was just really blessed by, you know, just his walk and all the wonderful things that he's done for us. And guys, so let's just lift him up and just say, praise you, God. And thank you so much for blessing us and showing us the right way and how to do this and how to be the best that we can be. And we're very lucky that we have a Savior. We're very blessed that we have a Savior, and he saved us. And really, I know for some of us it's like really hard, like what are you talking about? But you know, those people that are in denial, that deny the walk of God, they'll have to deal with that when it's time. And so we don't put them down. We want to love them through whatever it is that they're going through. And just trust that God's going to take care of everything and we're going to be good, right? All right. So with that being said, I just want to play some more praise and worship music for you, play some Christmas music for you, play some old school music for you, and just try to enjoy this time as we celebrate our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God. wonderful. Where are the altos? Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, with a voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation.
Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Why don't you give love on Christmas Day?
Let me give my life like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again.
How beautiful. How special. What a beautiful, beautiful song. I mean, you just think about, you fill up my senses. I mean, you're filling me up with in all of my senses. Like you're whatever it is that I need, that you're taking care of it, you're filling me up. And that is absolutely amazing. And that is the way that God works. That is the way that love works. That is the way that it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to feel our senses being filled up, being filled up. How beautiful, how wonderful. I hope you guys are grasping what I'm trying to say to you, because God is so good like that, and he loves you so much. And I just pray that you just know that he loves you, and that you grasp onto him and hold on to him as tight as you can. And just let him know that you love him. And God, oh, I love you, and I'm so happy. You blessed me so well. You gave me everything I ever could have wanted. I feel so good about myself. Thank you, God, for loving me. I want you to hold on to him when the good is good. Hold on to him when it's so good. Because when it starts to crumble, you want to know that you are safe and that you are in a good place and that God has got you regardless of your situation. He's got you. So hold on to him when it's good. And when it's bad, I need you to hold on to him tight as well, because God loves you so much. He wants you to hold him and trust him. So you need to do that for yourself and for him, for the Spirit of God to be nurtured and to be able to the word that I'm looking for is activate. So you can activate the Spirit of God. And so please, please just let him know that you need him and that you love him and that you trust him and that he is everything. He's everything. He's all that you ever need. If you have God, you have all that you ever will need. So just trust him. Trust him with your heart. Give him your heart. God, you have me. I love you. I trust you. I believe in you. I want to do what you do. I want to be the person that you want me to be. Trust him and you will be delivered. God is so good. He's so good all the time, because you are worthy. You are so worthy, and God loves you just the way you are. Oh, praise him. I want you to just kind of meditate on Jesus right here and now with me. Let's just meditate together on Christ, you and I. Come on, let's meditate. love you so much. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father and loving us. Oh, Jesus, you are the best. There's none like you, and we are so blessed because of you. Thank you so much. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, thank you for sending your Son and blessing us. We are so grateful. We're so honored. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, man, you know, it's really important that we remember that, because it's God's way of just blessing us. It's God's way of communicating with us. It's God's way of letting us know that we are everything. We are everything He needs. He is everything we need. And we're so blessed to have Him. So, guys, I want you to lift your spirits up and just be blessed to know that God's got this. And we're going to enjoy this holiday season. We're not going to let the season bring us down and cause us to have problems and stress out because we don't have this or we don't have that. Or, guys, I don't want us to get so arrogant and so good that we think we got everything, that we don't need God when we do need God. God is it. He is it. He is the foundation. And so we need to make sure that we make God our foundation so that we could be blessed no matter what happens, because we have no idea what God has in store for us, what the plan is. So we need to always be prepared, always be ready. And so I'm just asking you right now in the name of Jesus Christ to just turn your life over to God right now. Father, I give myself to you. I love you, and I trust you, and I need you. In Jesus' mighty name, please save me. Just say those words. Just say, Father, I give myself to you. You are everything. You own me. I give myself to you. I give myself to you. And with that being said, I want you to be able to celebrate the mighty name of Jesus. Celebrate that God has blessed you. He's blessed you. Come on. Let's do it together. We're going to celebrate on Christ. Come on, guys. Amen. Amen.
I'm captivated. I say it. I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded. I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder. It's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful. Got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder.
And every beat of my heart keeps reminding me I see you in every little thing. All day, all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in
yeah. to take you home, man. You was out of it, man.
Better say, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? And batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, bro, what color was you coming to be?
That's in the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yes.
Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, the first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Hey.
That's
man, mom. Man, say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was not a bad thing.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was making more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. How about when your mommy cooked them good home-cooked breakfast, baby?
Mr. Green?
Oh, man. Hey.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Pushing, don't look back. Now for that day.
y'all know, I'm excited. We only got 20 minutes left up in the show, but my Greg all the way in the UK is still up. It's Thursday night, and they're like 6 hours or something. So I guess it's not too late, but, you know, he has a business and everything. He got hair to do. He got a lot going on. And the fact that he's still here, you know, I'm going to play his song. So this is to my buddy Greg over. And if you guys are blessed and everybody's good for you, have a wonderful and blessed holiday season. Be safe and be careful. And we love you. Here you go, buddy. Your song.
Carol.
wonderful rest of your week and enjoy your Black Friday on Soul Records Studio. Go shop at SoulRecordsVideos.com. Go buy something. Come on, show us what you're working with. All right, guys. God bless you. Take care. We'll catch you later. This is Wardell, and I'm out.